Let's do Trash with LT. It's brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right. Hit it, Rockstar.
Thank you, Mitchell Lee Wendy's. What can I get for you?
Can I have sex?
You want sex?
No, stupid. Number six.
Oh. LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, and there's no place like home, and nobody knows that better than Mortgage Right. With locations nationwide, they are the perfect matchmaker to connect you with the home of your dreams. Mortgage Right's team of skilled professionals, they've got the skills and knowledge to move you in with confidence. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to start your home buying journey today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender. We start first with After It Opens. We're going to get that printer fixed. Got a Knoxville woman. She's in custody after abandoning a burning vehicle, damaging a guardrail, stripping to only a mask, and then assaulting officers.
Well, she was wearing her mask, at least.
Now, according to the report, officers were dispatched to a reported wreck. While on the scene, officers found an abandoned Pontiac Grand Prix. It was still in motion. The car moved off the side of the road, hit a guardrail, and the witness said they had to put out a fire located on the car's door, according to the report.
What does Fauci say about catching COVID from bare breast?
You just need to be careful.
Officers ran the registration of the vehicle, found that it belonged to Marissa Ferranta, 23 years old. Now, later on Monday, officers were dispatched to a reported naked woman wearing a mask and ringing doorbells. Don't see that every day.
You do not.
Officers reportedly then located the woman walking down the road, only wearing a mask, underwear, and tail.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about, but what was her name? I got it done.
It was like a furry tail?
What was her last name?
Ferrante.
You know what the headline should be?
What?
Full Ferrante.
Full Ferrante. The headline's in our next segment.
Officers tried to approach the woman identified as Ferrante, but she ran away on foot from the officers and jumped a fence. Boy, I'd like to see that. Naked with a tail and jumping a fence.
Yeah.
You know what we call that?
Fox hunt.
Yeah.
Officers managed to, it's lamping, right? Managed to arrest Ferrante while she attempted to kick, punch, and bite them. She is in custody right now.
You know, we've talked about it in Trash before. There's good naked and bad naked. Or actually, one of our listeners one time told me naked is up to no good. Naked is just no clothes. Yeah. I'm not sure which one that is. It's bad naked, though.
Yeah, well, she got arrested and tried to bite somebody. I bet it's N-E-K-K-I-E-D.
Yeah.
AccuWeather national reporter Tony Laubach has chased hundreds of tornadoes over dozens of years in numerous locations throughout the U.S.
Tony, is it windy out there?
But the veteran storm chaser's got a new adventure on his plate this week.
Oh. What is it?
Chasing down tarantulas.
Ooh. Tonight at 10.
Was in southeastern Colorado on Tuesday for a unique event that has begun drawing large crowds during the spider's annual mating seasons. Thousands of the hairy brown creatures. Those are some of the worst looking things in the world.
Tarantulas, yeah. They are scary looking.
Wait, we've got them here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got tarantulas here.
I never knew that. We don't have them in Alabama.
Not indigenous to the mud puddle. No, we're fine.
Okay. Thank God for Alabama.
We do have brown recluse, though, so you're good.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like those either.
I would rather have a tarantula on me than a brown recluse.
I would, too, but we get confused on which one the recluse is and just a wolf spider, right?
Well,
you tell them to bite.
kill them all, let God sort them out.
During this time of the year, across the – it's in La Junta, Colorado. It's located about 3 hours south of Denver. Thousands of these tarantulas crawl around. Do you know what they're doing?
They're mating.
They are mating. Yeah. Very good, fellas. That's the reason.
Bama Southern Miss. Bama Southern Miss. Bama Southern Miss.
Well, if you're in Reno and you like whips, you got a problem. Reno City Council has introduced an ordinance this week that would make the use of whips in downtown Reno illegal. Now, the new ordinance, which will amend an existing municipal code on weapons, states that it is illegal for anyone to possess, carry, or use a whip in the downtown corridor without a permit. Can you imagine going to get a permit for a whip?
Can you imagine that the problem is so bad you have to create an ordinance?
Well, it also states that it is illegal for anyone to crack the whip to, quote, injure, annoy, interfere with, or endanger the comfort, health, peace, or safety of others within city limits.
What was the movie with the Red Room? The, you know, the
Red Shoe Diaries?
No, it was. It had Alex Alex Baldwin's daughter in it.
Alec Baldwin's daughter?
Yeah. Well, maybe it wasn't her. No, it's
Don
Bruce
Johnson's
Don
daughter.
Johnson's daughter.
Dakota Johnson.
50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. 50 Shades of Grey. They had that. They had whips and chains and stuff like that in that.
We get there eventually, but it's such a long trip.
It really is. It's one of my
Wait, so have you actually seen the movie?
No, of course he has.
I've seen the first one. I've only seen bits and pieces of
so
the
you
two
haven't
sequels.
Seen, you haven't seen The Godfather, but you've seen.
Yeah, exactly.
Dunaway drives east to go to California.
He does. It's one of my favorite things on the show is Dunaway trying to piece together a movie. He like throws out the most random parts of it.
He wears shoes. In the and they're big.
Marlon Brando's daughter,
Alex Baldwin's daughter.
Yeah, but the whole movie is based off of whips and chains and handcuffs and bondage
and love
in the Red Room
and love
and love, not to the yeah. sequel.
And yeah. I bet by dialogue, bad acting.
How do you know?
I
Lance?
Think they were up for some awards,
Razzies,
ABN.
In the South American nation of Suriname, is that right?
Yeah, I never knew how to pronounce it.
I thought, yeah, I don't know.
The country's vice president picked himself to play for Inter. Hell, I'm not even going to try this. Monagatapo. It's one of the continent's biggest soccer competitions.
Right.
Ronnie, he's got a jacked up ass name, too. Boy, I think you put this in here just.
Well, just the fact
can
that.
Can you summarize, please?
It's a 60-year-old man who. Pretty much owns the team and everything.
He pulled decides, a Ted Turner with the Braves. He's yeah. basically playing for himself.
He turned. I'm going to be on the field, the soccer field.
Right.
I'm going to play. You're 60 years old.
So he's
old.
60, and yeah. he owns the team, and he decides I'm going to go play.
That's what the stadium's named. It's named after him.
Oh, so he's playing his own joint.
Yeah. And by the way, he gave himself the captain's armband for the last 16 match, which he played himself. He only lasted 54 minutes. That's pretty good for a 60-year-old man.
A little thick in that jersey, though.
You can tell he was 60.
He feels it.
As thick as Diego Maradona was in his?
Oh, Maradona got some. He blew up.
Yeah, I've got some restaurant workers share some of the weirdest customer encounters. Yours with your bartender the other day is not on here. We never got that place that he ate.
I did, yeah. I was a little surprised by it, too. Okay. It was out of the blue. I had like two or three I thought might be.
Okay, first one. I'll never forget the customer who sent back her beef ravioli after eating the entire dish because she was a vegetarian.
She's a liar and a cheapskate.
So she sent it back after eating it, though? How do you even do that? Oh, I'm a vegetarian. You put beef in this.
And ordered it. I'm sure on the menu it says beef ravioli.
Well, yeah, ravioli generally it's going to have beef in it.
Here's another weird encounter. Delivery driver here, and I had a girl order her boyfriend a pizza for Valentine's Day and asked me to, quote, give him a hug and pinch his butt.
I just read a story about that with a CNN anchor. That's not going well for him.
This one, I worked at Dairy Queen, and a pregnant woman wanted a peanut butter and pickle blizzard. She even brought her own pickles. It's against policy to use any ingredients that aren't from DQ, but customers are welcome to stir in their own ingredients.
It seems like they would have some pickles for their burgers back there. She could have accommodated.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Another one. Brought a vodka double into the bathroom in exactly 10 minutes is what this guy asked. So my wife and family won't know about it. He told me he'd leave me a $20 bill on the bathroom counter. He was probably 75 to 80 years old. When you're 75 to 80, you should be able to do what the hell you want.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
You imagine seeing a 75 just chugging alcohol in the bathroom?
Excuse me, sir. Is that the mouthwash?
And that $20 bill?
Yeah. Hey, remind me that if I ever make it to 75 on this show, I get to do whatever I want. He said it.
That's right. Okay.
Whatever I want.
I think you should be able to.
All right.
And the final weird encounter from restaurant workers, I will never forget the guy who asked for his steak dry. When I pressed him for what he wanted, exactly, he explained he wanted, quote, no juice.
So well done. I will tell you, talk. There is a chain steak place near where I live that when I swing by there, if I'm going to play poker or something and just get a quick steak, just so I have protein in a salad, they serve it, and I don't know if it's grease or butter or a combination of both. It is swimming in juice, and it drives me crazy. Like, I won't go back there because I thought it was just one mistake one time. But that's just the way I asked them this last time. I was like, what is that? And they're like, oh, that's the butter and the flavor that is part of, da 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 da. So every time it's served like this, yes. No, thank you.
You can't ask it for, I just want it without the butter and the stuff. They don't do that. Just straight grill it, man.
I think a lot of it was grease, really.
Tell them I said if they have to add that for taste, they're not grilling it right.
I agree. That is trash. That is brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, life comes at you fast, but our friends at Mortgage Right, they're faster. Looking to refinance with a multitude of trusted professionals behind them, Mortgage Right has got your back. Whether you need a cash-out refi to pay off the debt, make home repairs, or just looking for a lower interest rate, Mortgage Right, they've got the right option for you. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to get started. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.